Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
With us as well is Piers Doherty, a Sinn Féin TD for Donegal and the party spokesperson on finance. Piers Doherty, obviously I want to get your assessment of how the government handled it. One thing just before we do, which is Sinn Féin has been very careful in not taking an overt position in support of the actions of the protesters. Let me try and get a straight answer from you on that one. Do you support what they did?
I was on the streets with protesters, Anton. I was out in Donegal yesterday. I was in Cavan the day before. I stood with ordinary Irish people the length and breadth of the state. They were farmers, they were hauliers, they were business people, they were small transport operators. There were also just fathers and mothers who simply are pushed to the pin of their collar. And listening to Sean Canney, it's very clear that the government are still not listening. Like, I heard the insults again yesterday from government in relation to the protesters. Nobody that I was speaking to over the last week wanted to be on the streets. Nobody wanted to be out doing go slows or blocking roads or anything like that there. This was all happened as a result of the government's failure to act in a times of crisis, a cost of living pressure that is simply out of control. And also then what we have seen during the week was more and more people started to come on the protests as government continued to insult them, continued to demean them, threaten them with the army, refused to talk to people and sit down to resolve this. All of this could have been resolved and should have been resolved early last week, as we said, that the Dáil should have been reconvened and the necessary actions taken. But it's very clear, even after everything that had to happen over the last week, that the government still doesn't get it because they're still not prepared to take the necessary action to make fuel affordable at the pumps.
Now, Pierce,
and that's why people are so annoyed.
Piers, do you see a line that the government, I think the government is trying to draw between peaceful, permissible protest and blockading? Would you draw the same line that the blockades of the terminals and refineries was a stage too far?
I think that nobody wanted to be in that position. The real question that the government, and this is where they're missing everything, like Micheál Martin spent most of his press conference attacking the protesters yesterday, instead of actually understanding why ordinary people, the length and breadth of the state, people who've never been at a protest, mums and dads with young kids, were they on the streets in local towns and villages and in large cities across the state for the last week? That's what he's failing to understand. And the reason that that has happened is because they are simply pushed to the under their collar. So what's happened last night? Government come back again with half measures. Don't do the necessary action. Do nothing in terms of home heating oil where they could have got rid of carbon tax. Don't reduce green diesel at the pumps again, what they could have done by 20 cent. Don't reduce petrol and diesel to levels that are affordable again, and measures that they could take. All of these suggested and put forward by Sinn Féin over a month ago. And if government acted instead of intensifying the situation, instead of pouring fuel on the fire, we wouldn't have, in my view, seen any of these protests. But that's why people are so annoyed, and that's why, you know, people have lost confidence in the government, and that's why we're forcing that motion of no confidence tomorrow.
And Piers Doherty, why then, if the measures were so mealy-mouthed in their scale, why have the protesters stopped?
Well, I understand that there's still protests taking place today, and like that's a question really.
Ah, but you must admit that the large bulk of it is over, and most of them have now gone.
And as I said, Anton, that's a question for them for themselves in relation to that. But like, if anybody thinks, and if the government thinks that this is going to actually be satisfy the Irish public, they've got, you know, they've basically misjudged this big time. Like, what people are going to be doing on Wednesday morning and Thursday morning, if prices continue the way they are internationally, they're still going to be paying, you know, over €2, €2.10 for a litre of diesel. The government has the capacity. The government has the resources. What's missing is the government's will to actually reduce fuel to an affordable level. And that's what's missing here. And it's for most people, like, if the government took a time to actually talk to people, instead of this nonsense that Sean Canney was coming out this morning, that people really didn't want to be protesting and they got caught up in something and they didn't know what they're doing. Like, that is nonsense. And again, it's demeaning to people who felt that they had to you know, forget what they were doing, leave their farms, leave their businesses and go and take a stand to force the government, to force the likes of Sean Kenny into action. But if people really listened to what the frustrations were, they would also understand that it's far more, it's not just about fuel, Anton. It's about energy costs, it's about groceries going up, it's about rents going up, it's about all the pressures that families are under right across the state. Okay. And a government that is refusing to act, indeed withdrew supports in the last budget. And that's what the tipping point of all of this was.
Piers Doherty, thank you very much. That is Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty at text saying, as a previous Sinn Féin voter, I'm disappointed in how they handled this. They failed to criticise the actions of the protesters. Please ask Piers Doherty if he's with the protesters or the people stuck in traffic. There's no sitting on the fence. Well, if you listen back, Kieran, you will see Piers Doherty absolutely not sitting on the fence there in that interview. And obviously, if you miss...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.